He spilled lyrics at Ghana's top music awards and forced every radio station to replay them. In 2004, he debuted as Bandana and rose from empty streets to full stadiums. He won Artiste of the Year in 2014 with a song titled Dancehall King. He staged Ghana's first YouTube concert during a pandemic. He invested $368,000 of his own money to scout raw talent across Accra. His fans travel from Lagos and Kingston to chant his name. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave a comment. The next story might change your mind. Don't miss a single turn. Chapter 1. From Bandana to Shadow Whale. The rain pounds the roof of Seven Great Princes Academy in Dansimon. Inside the classroom, 15-year-old Charles Ni Arma Mensa Jr. scribbles lyrics in his exercise book while his teacher drones about mathematics. His classmate Asamoah Gan watches him from across the room. Both boys dream of futures beyond these walls. One will become Ghana's greatest footballer. The other will reshape dancehall music. Charles wears his uniform baggy. His sling bag hangs loose around his shoulders. He adopts the name Doggy after his idol Yagi Doggy, the pioneer who brought reggae dancehall to Ghana in the 1990s. Samuel Tumbarima performed under that name at kids' programs like Fun World. He inspired a generation, including Charles. The boy from Police Hospital, where he was born on October 17, 1984, carries music in his blood. His father, Charles Ni Arma Mensa Sr., works as a politician, businessman, and legal practitioner. His mother, Elsie Evelyn Avemaga, watches her son chase dreams she does not understand. They want him to become a lawyer. He wants to make music. After school, Charles joins his friend Juke Thompson. They form an entertainment group called D2. Charles performs under the name Doggy. He writes songs in his bedroom. He records rough versions on cassette tapes. His father funds his first attempts. Music becomes his language. Charles transfers to Winneba Secondary School for his final years. He poses with three friends in matching uniforms. His confidence shines through the camera lens. He knows his destiny lies in music. His classmates mock his dreams. He ignores them. He acts in the popular drama series, By the Fireside, at the National Theater of Ghana. The stage feeds his soul. Graduation day arrives in 2004. Charles chooses a new name, Bandana. He wears the head wrap constantly. The name fits his style. He steps into a recording studio with rapper Tinny. They record Moko Hu. The track climbs local charts within weeks. Radio stations add it to heavy rotation. Ghanaians sing along. The song earns him his first Ghana Music Award nomination. Success tastes sweet, but the money barely covers rent. He splits profits with too many middlemen. Record labels make promises they never keep. Promoters lie about payment amounts. He arrives at shows and gets nothing. The industry structure crushes new artists. He releases his debut album, Bandana from Ghana. The title track becomes a regional anthem, but Ghana focuses on highlife and hiplife music. Dancehall gets pushed to the margins. He watches reggae artists get labeled as troublemakers. Society sees them as rowdy people with no value. The stereotype hurts. His father remains his biggest fan. He funds the first music video. Charles performs at small venues across Accra. His talent shines on stage, but bookings stay low. Payments stay lower. He builds a home studio with a laptop. He records himself and other artists. The work pays bills but kills dreams. In 2007, he releases songs like Telephone Number. The tracks get limited airplay. Music blogs mention him occasionally. Fans ask when his next album drops. He promises soon, but soon never comes. The pressure mounts. The money dries up. The industry forgets his name. By 2009, Bandana disappears. He stops releasing music. Radio stations forget his name. The dancehall scene moves forward without him. Other artists take his place. Ghana embraces hip life fully. Dancehall becomes an afterthought. He retreats from public view completely. The silence stretches for 4 years. Fans wonder where he went. Some think he quit music forever. Others assume he moved abroad. The truth stays hidden. He suffers in private. The boy who dreamed of dancehall kingship watches his career die. But silence breeds strength. He studies the industry from the outside. He watches his peers succeed while he struggles. He analyzes what works and what fails. He builds skills in production and engineering. He learns to record himself professionally. The laptop studio becomes his sanctuary. His name becomes a memory. Music blogs stop mentioning him. new artists emerge without knowing his legacy. His hit songs fade from playlists. The bandana era ends quietly. But endings create space for beginnings. In 2013, something changes. He prays to God for another chance. He hears a voice tell him to change his name. The word whale comes to his mind, world-acclaimed lyrical entertainer. He adds Shatta because it means bad one in Jamaica. Someone people fear. Someone who commands respect. The name carries power. Shatta Whale sounds international. It works in Nigeria where whale means different things. The marketing strategy clicks immediately. He rebrands completely. New name. New attitude. New mission. He releases Dancehall King and forces every radio station to play it. But first comes the explosion. The 2013 Ghana Music Awards arrive. The Reggae Dance Hall Song of the Year category gets announced. Kaki wins. Bandana loses again. He goes to Twitter immediately. His fingers type words that change everything. FK Ghana Music Industry, FK Charter House, and I mean this from my heart. The posts go viral within hours. Media outlets replay his rants on every platform. He calls Charter House a public toilet. He insults Kaki and questions her songwriting skills. The controversy creates his breakthrough moment. His name trends online for days. People talk about him constantly. Some support his anger. Others condemn his language. The negativity becomes fuel. Attention becomes currency. Charter House sues him for 10 million cedis. He faces defamation charges in court. Legal bills pile up. His reputation suffers. But something unexpected happens. His career explodes beyond all projections. Dancehall King drops while the lawsuit continues. The song takes over Ghana completely. Every radio station plays it hourly. Every club spins it nightly. Street corners echo with the lyrics. The track becomes an undeniable anthem. The song that should have been his downfall becomes his resurrection. His stage persona takes full shape. The anger becomes authenticity. The controversy becomes brand identity. The streets embrace him as their voice. His fan base grows into the Shatta movement. They defend him against all critics. They stream his music religiously. They attend his shows in thousands. He cries on stage during his first major performance as Shatta Whale. 20,000 people fill Ohin Jan Stadium. They chant his name in unison. They sing every word of every song. He removes his sunglasses to show his tears. The emotion overwhelms him completely. Later he apologizes to Kaki and Samini publicly. He appears on television with humility. He explains his frustration with the industry. He asks for forgiveness from those he hurt. But the damage transforms into advantage. His brand becomes set. Controversy becomes his trademark. The court case drags on for years. He faces multiple court dates. Legal fees drain his resources. But his music career soars higher than ever. The lawsuit gives him constant media attention. Every court appearance becomes a news story. Every statement becomes a headline. He learns to use controversy as fuel. Each scandal drives more attention to his music. Each conflict creates more devoted fans. The Shatta movement grows stronger with every battle. His followers see him as a fighter against unfair systems. The transformation completes itself. Charles Nee Arma Mensa Jr. dies symbolically. Bandana gets buried permanently. Shatta Whale rises from their ashes. The shy boy from Seven Great Princes Academy becomes the most controversial artist in Ghana. His story becomes legend. The kid who wore baggy uniforms and dreamed of dancehall stardom finds his voice through pain. The artist who disappeared for 4 years returns as a king. The man who suffered in silence learns to roar. By 2014, he wins Artiste of the Year at the Vodafone Ghana Music Awards. The same organization that he insulted crowns him their champion. The journey from bandana to Shatta Whale becomes complete. The resurrection becomes permanent. The boy who cried in empty studios now fills stadiums with tears of joy. The artist who begged for recognition now demands respect. The dreamer who almost quit music becomes Ghana's dancehall king. The transformation sets the stage for everything that follows. Chapter 2: Claiming the Throne. The stage lights at the Accra International Conference Center burn hot. It's May 3, 2014. The 15th Vodafone Ghana Music Awards ceremony fills the venue to capacity. Cameras capture every moment. Stars wear their finest outfits. The air buzzes with anticipation. Shatta Whale sits at home in East Legon. He refuses to attend. The organizers asked him to perform for GHS 70,000. He demanded the fee up front. Charterhouse tried to negotiate. He walked away from the table. His absence becomes the story of the night. The host announces Artiste of the Year. Seven names compete. Castro, Quibina Quibina, Sunny Badu, Shadow Whale, Sarkodie, Samini, and Guru. The envelope opens. His name echoes through the venue. Shadow Whale wins. The crowd erupts. His chair remains empty. His song Dancehall King also wins Reggae/Dancehall Song of the Year. The same track claims Vodafone Most Popular Song of the Year. Three major awards. Zero acceptance speeches. His absence speaks louder than any words. By 10 p.m., news breaks across Accra. Radio stations interrupt regular programming. Social media explodes. Shadow Whale wins big but snubs awards ceremony. The controversy creates more attention than any performance could. His strategy works perfectly. The victory transforms everything. Corporate Ghana notices immediately. His phone rings constantly. Meetings get scheduled. Contracts get drafted. His market value triples overnight. The awards give him legitimacy. The controversy gives him edge. Guinness Ghana signs him first. They launch the hashtag Made of Black campaign. He appears in television commercials asking viewers what they are made of. The spots play during prime time. His face fills billboards across Accra and Kumasi. He becomes the voice of determination. Storm Energy Drink follows in September 2017. Casaprico Company Limited unveils him at Achimota Mall. Thousands attend the announcement. He tells the crowd, "Work hard, play hard." The slogan becomes his motto. The partnership spans multiple years. They extend his contract in 2023. Infinix Mobile joins the list in September 2019. The Hong Kong smartphone company announces him as their newest brand ambassador. He promotes their devices across social media. The campaigns target young Ghanaians. His influence drives sales. They extend his deal through 2021. Boss Baker Beef Roll signs him in November 2017. The food company recognizes his street credibility. His endorsements reach every corner of Ghana. From energy drinks to smartphones to snacks, his face sells products. His brand expands beyond music. But the real proof comes through live performances. He headlines the Living Legend tour across Ghana. Every venue sells out. Accra Sports Stadium hosts 40,000 fans. They sing every word of every song. He travels to Nigeria, Sierra Leone, Liberia. International crowds embrace him. Diamond Platnums and Tamaya share his stages. Film offers another stage. In September 2014, Never Say Never premieres at the National Theatre. He plays a street hustler fighting for survival. Critics praise his raw performance. The role showcases his acting range. Street experience translates to screen authenticity. The Trial of Shadow Whale debuts in May 2018. The movie centers on his legal battles with Charterhouse. Life imitates art, imitates life. He stars as himself facing court proceedings. The premiere fills Providence Dome and law fans pack every screening. The film becomes a cultural event. His influence gets measured officially. E.TV Ghana releases their annual rankings. In 2014, he peaks at number 38 on their top 100 most influential Ghanaians chart. He appears on the list every year afterward. In 2017, he gets ranked most influential musician on social media. The 2019 Three Music Awards become his coronation. He wins 11 awards in a single night. Male Act of the Year. Digital Act of the Year. Fan Army of the Year for the Shadow Movement. Reggae Dancehall Act of the Year. Music Video of the Year for Gringo. Song of the Year for My Level. The list keeps growing. His entrance at the ceremony becomes legendary. He arrives in dramatic fashion. Smoke fills the stage. Lights flash. The crowd goes wild. He performs with military precision. Every move gets choreographed. Every lyric gets delivered with power. The show belongs to him completely. The sweep creates controversy. CEO Sadiq Abdoulaye Abu faces criticism. People ask how one artist wins so many categories. Shadow Whale later claims the awards came without merit. He suggests politics influence the decisions. The CEO denies everything. The debate rages for months. But numbers don't lie. His streaming figures skyrocket. His concert attendance doubles. His social media following explodes. The Shadow Movement grows into a phenomenon. Fans tattoo his lyrics on their bodies. They name their children after his songs. They defend him against all critics. His rivals take notice. Stoneboy watches from across the industry. Their friendship turns to competition. The media fuels the tension. Every interview becomes a comparison. Every award becomes a battle. The rivalry pushes both artists to greater heights. International recognition follows. The 2021 International Reggae and World Music Awards honor his innovation. He wins Best Virtual Entertainer of the Year. The award recognizes his Faith concert during COVID-19. He beats Agent Sasko, Beanie Man, Bounty Killer, Buju Banton, and Capleton. Global legends bow to his creativity. His youth advocacy expands his influence. He speaks at universities. He mentors young artists. He invests in talent development. His Accra Invasion project begins in 2024. He spends $368,000 of personal funds. 9 artists get discovered. Careers get launched. The industry takes notice. Every endorsement deal validates his power. Every award ceremony acknowledges his dominance. Every film role expands his reach. Every concert proves his draw. By 2019, he stands at the peak of Ghanaian entertainment. His throne seems unshakable. The boy who threw tantrums at award shows becomes the man who dominates them. The artist who got ignored by corporations becomes their most sought-after spokesperson. The performer who played empty venues fills stadiums. The transformation completes itself. Shadow Whale claims his crown through talent, controversy, and relentless ambition. He turns every slight into strength. He converts every criticism into content. He transforms every setback into a comeback. His reign begins in earnest. The throne awaits no one. From dancehall king to actual king, the journey spans 5 explosive years. Corporate boardrooms respect his numbers. Award ceremonies fear his absence. Fans worship his presence. The streets crown him their champion. Ghana accepts him as royalty. But crowns come with weight. Thrones attract challengers. Kings face constant threats. The next chapter of his story will test everything he has built. Success brings its own complications. Fame creates new enemies. Power demands greater responsibility. For now, he sits atop Ghanaian entertainment. His influence spans music, film, endorsements, and youth development. His brand transcends genres and generations. His legacy grows with each performance, each contract, each award. The crown fits perfectly. The throne feels comfortable. The kingdom expands daily. King Shadow Whale rules with absolute authority. His subjects sing his praises. His enemies plot in shadows. His reign has only just begun. Chapter 3: Digital Spectacle and Global Stage. The world locks down in March 2020. Countries close borders. Cities empty streets. Music venues shut doors. Artists cancel tours globally. But Shadow Whale sees opportunity where others see obstacles. He announces Ghana's first virtual concert on April 4, 2020. The Faith concert streams live on YouTube during complete lockdown. His team transforms his home into a professional stage. Cameras capture multiple angles. Sound engineers perfect audio levels. Lighting specialists create concert atmosphere. The setup costs thousands of dollars. Every detail gets planned meticulously. This becomes more than survival. This becomes innovation. At 8 p.m. Ghana time, over 100,000 viewers join the stream. The number climbs throughout the night. Fans connect from Lagos, London, New York. Comments flood the chat in multiple languages. Hearts and fire emojis fill the screen. The Shadow movement proves its global reach. He opens with Dancehall King. His voice fills living rooms across continents. Dancers move behind him in perfect synchronization. The energy transcends digital barriers. Viewers feel the bass through their speakers. They sing along from their couches. Social distancing becomes social connection. The concert runs for over an hour. He performs hits spanning his entire career. My Level gets the crowd hyped virtually. Gringo showcases his versatility. Melissa displays his romantic side. Each song tells part of his story. Each performance proves his star power. Technical difficulties threaten the show multiple times. Internet connections fluctuate. Audio cuts briefly. Video quality drops occasionally. But he adapts instantly. He keeps performing through every glitch. His professionalism shines under pressure. The show must go on becomes his reality. Between songs, he addresses his fans directly. He speaks about hope during difficult times. He encourages people to stay strong. He promises better days ahead. His words carry weight beyond entertainment. He becomes a voice of comfort. Leadership emerges through adversity. the concert generates massive social media buzz. Hashtag Faith Concert trends globally on Twitter. Instagram stories flood with screenshots. TikTok videos recreate his dance moves. The digital ripple effect spreads worldwide. Traditional media notices immediately. International music blogs cover the event. They praise his innovation during crisis. They highlight his connection with fans. They recognize his technical achievement. Ghana gets mentioned in global entertainment news. African artists get new respect. Digital concerts become the future. The success opens doors immediately. Other artists copy his format. Virtual concerts become standard practice. Streaming platforms take notice. His influence shapes industry trends. Innovation becomes his trademark. The Faith Concert writes digital history. But global recognition comes through different channels. In July 2019, Beyoncé releases The Lion King, the gift album. Hidden among the tracks sits Already featuring Shadow Whale and Major Lazer. The collaboration shocks the music world completely. The call comes through his management. Beyoncé wants him for her Lion King project. He thinks someone plays a joke initially, but contracts arrive. Studio sessions get scheduled. The dream becomes reality quickly. Recording takes place in top facilities. Beyoncé arrives with full creative vision. She explains the song's African themes. She wants authentic dancehall flavor. She chose him specifically for credibility. His voice fits perfectly with her concept. Already celebrates African kingship and pride. The lyrics speak to remembering roots. They encourage self-love and confidence. They promote Black excellence globally. Shadow Whale delivers verses about strength and determination. His Caribbean-influenced flow complements Beyoncé's vocals perfectly. The song releases initially without major promotion. It sits among 26 other tracks. Most fans skip past it, but dedicated listeners discover the collaboration. Social media explodes with excitement. Ghanaians celebrate their representative on global stage. The Real explosion comes in July 2020. Beyoncé announces Black is King visual album on Disney+. Already gets its own music video. The footage showcases African culture magnificently. Costumes celebrate traditional designs. Dances honor ancestral movements. Colors burst with continental pride. Shadow Whale appears throughout the video. He wears elaborate African prints. He moves with confident swagger. He represents Ghana boldly. His presence validates African dancehall internationally. The video garners millions of views instantly. The Grammy nominations follow in November 2020. Already gets considered for multiple categories. Shadow Whale becomes Ghana's first Grammy-nominated dancehall artist. The achievement transcends personal success. It represents continental recognition. African artists gain new credibility worldwide. Award shows acknowledge his contribution. Music critics praise his authentic delivery. Industry executives take meetings. International collaborations get discussed. The Beyoncé feature becomes his global passport. Doors open across multiple continents. But he never forgets his roots. In March 2020, before global lockdowns begin, he speaks directly to Ghanaians about COVID-19. His video message shows genuine concern. He encourages government house-to-house testing. He promotes hand washing and social distancing. He demonstrates leadership beyond entertainment. When the government announces a COVID-19 tracker app launch, they call him first. The Ministry of Communications needs credible voices. They want youth engagement. They choose Shadow Whale for his influence. The virtual concert becomes official government business. Rumors spread about his performance fee. Social media claims he charges 100,000 cedis. Critics question government spending priorities. They argue money should buy medical supplies instead. The controversy threatens his reputation temporarily. He responds immediately through Facebook Live. He denies taking any payment. He explains his patriotic motivation. He describes the call from respected government officials. He emphasizes free performance for national service. Truth defeats speculation quickly. The government concert streams across multiple platforms. GTV broadcasts live coverage. Joy News provides extensive promotion. Social media amplifies the message. The tracker app gets downloaded thousands of times. His performance achieves policy objectives successfully. Kwame Eugene joins him for the performance. They represent Ghana's musical diversity. Highlife meets dancehall perfectly. Their collaboration showcases national unity. Music becomes a tool for public health. Entertainment serves greater purposes. The app launch succeeds beyond expectations. Download numbers exceed projections. User engagement stays high initially. Contact tracing improves temporarily. The concert contributes to national COVID-19 response. His influence serves public good directly. But international recognition reaches new heights through unexpected channels. Vybz Kartel, the legendary Jamaican dancehall king, reaches out personally. The world boss invites him to Jamaica. The invitation represents ultimate validation. Dancehall royalty acknowledges his kingship. December 31, 2024 becomes historic for African dancehall. The Freedom Street concert celebrates Vybz Kartel's release from prison. Shadow Whale gets invited as special guest. He becomes the first African artist on this prestigious lineup. The flight to Jamaica carries enormous significance. He represents Ghana on Caribbean soil. He brings African dancehall to its birthplace. The cultural exchange happens through music. Roots connect across oceans powerfully. Backstage, nerves mix with excitement. He meets Vybz Kartel personally. They discuss music and culture. They share stories about dancehall evolution. Mutual respect develops immediately. Kings recognize kings naturally. The stage at National Stadium Kingston intimidates initially. 40,000 Jamaican fans fill the venue. They wave flags and chant lyrics. The energy electrifies the atmosphere. History waits for his entrance. He opens with Mansa Musa, featuring Vybz Kartel. The collaboration showcases their musical chemistry. Jamaican fans sing along to African lyrics. Cultural barriers dissolve through rhythm. Music creates universal language. Already follows with explosive reception. The Beyoncé collaboration proves his international credentials. Jamaican dancehall purists accept his authenticity. Respect gets earned through proven talent. Global recognition validates local achievement. He performs on God with passionate delivery. The track demonstrates his lyrical abilities. Jamaican artists watch from the wings. They appreciate his flow and timing. Skills transcend geographical boundaries. Between songs, he addresses the crowd directly. He thanks Jamaica for accepting him. He expresses love for Caribbean culture. He acknowledges dancehall's Jamaican origins. Humility wins hearts immediately. "This is my first time performing in Jamaica," he announces emotionally. "I've been dreaming of this moment my whole career." Tears flow down his cheeks. The crowd responds with thunderous applause. Dreams become reality on stage. Vybz Kartel joins him for the finale. Two kings share one microphone. The crowd goes absolutely wild. Cameras capture the historic moment. African and Caribbean dancehall unite officially. The performance becomes legendary instantly. After the show, Jamaican media interviews him extensively. They ask about African dancehall development. They inquire about future collaborations. They praise his stage presence. International recognition reaches new levels. Jamaica validates his kingship completely. The performance videos go viral immediately. YouTube views climb into millions. Social media celebrates the cultural exchange. Music blogs write extensive coverage. The collaboration gets praised globally. African dancehall gains international credibility. Back in Ghana, celebrations continue for weeks. Radio stations play the footage repeatedly. Television shows analyze his performance. Fans share clips endlessly online. National pride swells significantly. Cultural export succeeds magnificently. But his digital innovation extends beyond concerts and collaborations. He masters social media marketing completely. His YouTube channel grows to millions of subscribers. His Instagram reaches 5 million followers. His Twitter engagement stays consistently high. Every post gets calculated strategically. Every video serves multiple purposes. Every image reinforces his brand. Social media becomes his primary marketing tool. Digital presence drives physical success. He streams new music directly to fans. He shares behind-the-scenes content regularly. He engages with comments personally. Social media creates intimate fan relationships. Digital connections feel genuinely personal. The Faith concert proves his digital mastery. The government collaboration shows his national influence. The Beyoncé feature demonstrates his global reach. The Jamaica performance validates his international status. Each achievement builds upon previous successes. Digital innovation creates global opportunities. Virtual performances reach international audiences. Social media connects cultures worldwide. Technology amplifies his influence exponentially. By 2025, his digital footprint spans continents. Spotify shows over 1 million monthly listeners. YouTube videos accumulate hundreds of millions of views. Streaming platforms feature his music prominently. The transformation from local performer to global digital star happens through strategic innovation. He embraces new technologies early. He adapts to changing platforms quickly. He maintains authentic connections consistently. Digital mastery becomes his competitive advantage. The COVID-19 pandemic forces artists to innovate. Many struggle with virtual formats. Some lose audience connection completely. Others fail to adapt successfully. But Shadow Whale thrives in digital environments. Crisis becomes opportunity through preparation. His Faith concert sets the standard for virtual performances. Other artists study his approach. Production companies copy his format. Streaming platforms seek his expertise. Innovation becomes his trademark globally. The Beyoncé collaboration opens Hollywood doors. Disney Plus features his work. Grammy nominations follow naturally. International awards recognize his contributions. Global entertainment accepts him fully. The Jamaica performance completes his journey. Dancehall's birthplace validates his kingship. Caribbean legends acknowledge his talent. Cultural exchange succeeds magnificently. African dancehall gains international respect. His digital spectacle proves African artists can compete globally. His international collaborations show cultural bridges exist. His virtual innovations demonstrate technological mastery. His global performances validate his kingship claim. The chapter closes with worldwide recognition. The shy boy from Danceman commands international attention. The artist who disappeared for 4 years returns as global royalty. The performer who started with local hits now features on Disney productions. Digital mastery becomes his crown jewel. Virtual performances become his specialty. Global collaborations become his standard. International recognition becomes his reality. The African dancehall king rules worldwide through digital excellence. Chapter 4. Youth empowerment through Accra Invasion Project. The notification appears on his phone at 7 a.m. September 16, 2024. Shadow Whale types a simple message that changes 9 lives forever. The Accra Invasion Project begins today. He posts it across his social media platforms. Within minutes, thousands of comments flood in. Fans demand details. Media outlets scramble for interviews. The industry waits for his next move. He steps out of his East Leggan mansion wearing a simple black tracksuit. His driver starts the Range Rover. They head towards Central Accra. Today begins the most expensive gamble of his career. $368,000 of his personal money sits ready for investment. No government backing. No corporate sponsorship. Just pure faith in Ghana's untapped talent. The first stop arrives at Laa, a bustling suburb near the coast. Children crowd around his vehicle before he exits. They recognize the license plate. They chant his name in unison. He walks through narrow streets lined with small shops and modest homes. This feels like his childhood neighborhood in Danceman. Raw energy fills the air everywhere. A young man approaches nervously. His name is Boy Cray. He raps freestyle verses while walking beside the convoy. His delivery impresses immediately. Shadow Whale stops the procession. "Perform something for me right now." Boy Cray spits bars about survival in Laa. His wordplay shows maturity beyond his years. The first selection gets made on the spot. The team travels to Kasoa next. The growing suburb pulses with commercial activity. Street vendors sell everything imaginable. Taxis honk through traffic jams. Young people hustle for opportunities everywhere. Perfect hunting ground for raw talent waiting for discovery. They find Shatanzi performing at a local spot. His stage presence commands attention immediately. He moves with confidence. He engages crowds naturally. His voice carries power and emotion. Shadow Whale recognizes star potential instantly. The second artist joins the project before sunset. Papillon Blood emerges from Nima, the same area where Shadow Whale spent formative years. The connection feels spiritual immediately. This young artist understands street struggles intimately. His lyrics reflect real experiences. His delivery carries authentic pain and hope. The chemistry between mentor and student develops naturally. Joe Key gets discovered in Danceman, Shadow Whale's actual hometown. Full circle moments keep happening throughout the search. Joe Key's rap skills impress everyone present. His potential shines through rough edges. Investment in proper training could transform him completely. Blackad represents the new generation of GA speaking artists. His flow switches between English and GA seamlessly. He understands cultural balance perfectly. Young Ghanaians need artists who reflect their daily linguistic reality. Blackad provides that authentic representation naturally. Zico Ranking carries an interesting backstory. In 2019, he rushed onto stage during a Shadow Whale concert uninvited. Security dragged him away embarrassingly. The incident went viral for wrong reasons. But Shadow Whale remembered his passion. 5 years later, that same hunger earns him a spot on AIP. Redemption stories motivate the boss personally. Dasta Jenna brings different energy entirely. His previous collaborations with established artists like Medical and LaRusso prove his professional readiness. He understands studio environments already. His contribution adds veteran presence to the young collective. Kinjunia rounds out the male roster with exceptional rap abilities. His freestyle skills during auditions leave everyone speechless. He possesses natural charisma and stage confidence. The raw materials exist for major stardom development. But the most significant discovery happens last. Sanaa becomes the sole female representative on AIP. Finding her requires extensive searching across neighborhoods. Female artists face additional barriers in Ghana's male-dominated music scene. Sanaa's talent transcends gender limitations completely. Her vocals and songwriting abilities rival any male counterpart. Her inclusion sends powerful messages about equal opportunity. The selection process concludes after 3 intensive weeks. 9 artists get chosen from hundreds of hopefuls. Each represents different areas of Greater Accra. Each brings unique perspectives and skills. Together, they form a diverse collective representing Ghana's urban youth perfectly. Studio sessions begin immediately at his state-of-the-art facility. Professional equipment intimidates some artists initially. They record using smartphones previously. Sudden access to industry-standard gear requires adjustment periods. But talent adapts quickly under proper guidance. Shadow Whale personally mentors each artist individually. He teaches industry navigation skills. He explains contract negotiations. He demonstrates professional behavior standards. He shares hard-learned lessons from his own journey. The education extends far beyond music creation. "This industry will chew you up and spit you out," he tells them during one session. "But if you stay humble, work hard, and trust the process, you can achieve anything." His voice carries the weight of experience. These young artists listen intently to every word. They understand this represents their only shot at mainstream success. The recording process spans several months. Each artist contributes verses to the main AIP track. Their individual styles blend surprisingly well together. The GA language dominates most performances. This creates challenges for wider audience appeal. But Shadow Whale insists on authentic representation over commercial compromise. "Too many Ghanaian artists try to sound American or British," he explains during production. "We need to be proud of our languages and culture. If they can rap in French in Canada and succeed globally, we can rap in GA and do the same thing." Video production begins in October 2024. The budget exceeds $50,000 for cinematic quality. Each artist gets featured in their home neighborhoods. Cameras capture authentic environments where they develop their talents. The visual narrative celebrates local communities often ignored by mainstream media. Boy Craze segment films in LA's busy markets. Street life continues around him while he performs. Children gather to watch the production. Their excitement feels genuine and infectious. The footage perfectly captures his connection to grassroots supporters. Shatanzi's scenes shoot in Kasoa's commercial district. He raps while walking through crowded streets. Vendors recognize him and cheer enthusiastically. His local celebrity status becomes evident immediately. The cameras document his natural charisma perfectly. Papillon Blood's portion films in Nima's tight alleyways. The location holds deep significance for Shadow Whale personally. Returning with cameras and crew creates emotional moments. Old residents remember him as young Charles. Full circle journeys inspire everyone present. Sanaa's segment requires extra care and attention. As the only female artist, her representation carries additional responsibility. They film her in various Accra locations. Her confidence and talent shine through every frame. She proves female artists deserve equal platform opportunities. The main video shoot brings all 9 artists together. They film at iconic Accra locations. Independence Square provides historic backdrop. the National Theater represents cultural heritage. Modern high-rises showcase Ghana's development progress. Visual storytelling celebrates past, present, and future simultaneously. During production breaks, Shadow Whale shares industry insights constantly. He explains how social media marketing works. He demonstrates proper interview techniques. He teaches crowd engagement strategies. The education covers business aspects often overlooked by young artists. Talent alone won't make you successful, he emphasizes repeatedly. You need to understand branding, marketing, and business management. The music industry is exactly that, an industry. Treat it professionally or get eaten alive. The artists absorb every lesson eagerly. They take notes during informal conversations. They ask detailed questions about contract terms. They want to understand publishing rights and royalty splits. Their hunger for knowledge impresses him constantly. Post-production requires additional months of work. Audio mixing and mastering demand perfection. Video editing creates cinematic quality visuals. Graphics and animations add professional polish. Every detail receives meticulous attention throughout the process. The financial investment grows beyond initial projections. Studio time costs accumulate quickly. Video production expenses multiply unexpectedly. Marketing budget requirements surprise even experienced management. But Shadow Whale never hesitates with additional funding needs. I spent $350,000 on the Kumasi Invasion project in 2020, he reminds his team during budget discussions. That investment launched King Paluta, Amardu, and IP to stardom. The return on investment proved incredible. AIP will deliver similar results eventually. His confidence stems from previous success stories. The Kumasi project featured 9 emerging artists on a Ahadwo Las Vegas. King Paluta now headlines major concerts independently. Amardu commands significant booking fees. IP's career trajectory continues upward. The formula works when executed properly. But Accra presents different challenges than Kumasi. The capital's music scene feels more saturated and competitive. Established artists dominate radio playlists. Breaking through requires extraordinary effort and persistence. The investment risk seems higher this time around. Critics question his spending priorities publicly. Social media comments suggest money could help more people differently. Some argue direct cash payments would benefit communities more than music videos. The criticism stings, but doesn't deter his mission. They don't understand the long-term vision, he responds to criticism during interviews. These 9 artists will inspire thousands of young people. They'll create employment opportunities. They'll put money back into their communities. Music generates economic activity beyond just the artists themselves. The AIP track releases on November 18, 2024. All streaming platforms carry the song simultaneously. YouTube premieres the official video at 6 p.m. Ghana time. Fans gather for virtual watch parties globally. The Shadow movement mobilizes completely for promotional support. Initial streaming numbers exceed expectations immediately. YouTube views climb past 100,000 within 24 hours. Spotify streams register across multiple countries. Apple Music charts show impressive early positioning. Social media engagement reaches viral territory quickly. But success creates new pressures for the young artists. Media interviews get scheduled constantly. Radio stations request live performances. Club promoters offer booking opportunities. Sudden attention overwhelms some participants initially. Shadow Whale provides guidance through adjustment periods. He assigns experienced team members as individual mentors. He arranges media training sessions. He teaches crowd management techniques. The support system prevents common pitfalls that destroy emerging careers. Remember where you came from, he tells them during group meetings. Stay humble and hungry. Success can disappear as quickly as it arrives. Work twice as hard now that people are watching you closely. The project's impact extends beyond just the 9 featured artists. Young musicians across Accra study their journey carefully. They analyze their techniques and approaches. They attempt to replicate their success formulas. The inspiration spreads throughout underground scenes. But more importantly, the project changes perceptions about language barriers. The GA-dominated lyrics prove local languages can achieve mainstream success. Other ethnic groups gain confidence in their cultural expressions. Diversity becomes a strength rather than limitation. International recognition follows domestic success. African music blogs feature the project prominently. Global streaming playlists include AIP tracks. Entertainment media across West Africa covers the story. Ghana's music industry receives positive international attention. The success motivates expansion plans immediately. Shadow Whale announces similar projects for all 10 regions of Ghana. Each region possesses unique musical traditions and talents. The systematic approach could transform the entire industry landscape permanently. The Volta region comes next, he declares during a Facebook Live session. Then we'll move to Ashanti, Northern, Western, and all the others. Every corner of Ghana has incredible talent waiting for opportunities. AIP will find them systematically. The financial commitment for 10 regional projects staggers imagination. Conservative estimates suggest costs exceeding $2 million. But Shadow Whale's determination remains unshakable. His vision extends beyond immediate profits toward long-term cultural impact. Corporate sponsors begin expressing interest finally. His personal investment proved the concept's viability. Brands want association with successful youth development initiatives. Potential partnerships could fund future regional projects significantly, but he maintains strict control over creative decisions. Sponsors can provide funding, but cannot influence artist selection. Authenticity must remain the primary consideration always. Commercial success follows genuine talent development naturally. The 9 AIP artists continue developing individually. They release solo singles regularly. They perform at major events frequently. They collaborate with established artists increasingly. The platform provides launching pads for independent careers. Boy Cray Books shows across Accra monthly. His Law neighborhood claims him as local celebrity. Children imitate his rap style constantly. His influence spreads through grassroots connections authentically. Sanaa's solo career gains momentum rapidly. Female fans finally see representation in dancehall spaces. Her songs address women's experiences specifically. Radio stations add her tracks to rotation lists. She proves female artists can succeed in male-dominated genres. The success stories validate Shadow Whale's investment completely. Critics become believers gradually. Media coverage shifts from skepticism to celebration. The project achieves its primary objective, proving Ghanaian youth deserve investment and opportunities. But beyond individual success stories, AIP creates systematic change. Record labels adjust their talent scouting approaches. Radio programmers diversify playlist selections. Concert promoters book emerging artists more frequently. The entire ecosystem evolves positively. Educational institutions study the project academically. Business schools analyze his investment strategy. Music programs examine his mentorship methods. The University of Ghana includes his approach in their curriculum development. Government officials finally take notice. The Ministry of Youth and Sports expresses interest in partnerships. The Creative Arts Council requests collaboration meetings. Politicians recognize music's economic development potential. "This is what we need more of," declares the Deputy Minister of Tourism during a public event. Private sector investment in creative industries creates jobs and promotes culture simultaneously. Shadow Whale deserves recognition for his vision and commitment. But recognition matters less than results. The 9 artists continue growing and developing. Their careers provide measurable impact on their communities. Families benefit from increased income streams. Neighborhoods gain positive representation nationally. The project's success creates a template for sustainable development. Private investment can achieve what government programs often cannot. Individual initiative combined with community support generates lasting change. As 2024 ends, the Accra Invasion Project stands as Shadow Whale's greatest achievement. Beyond awards and international recognition, he created opportunities for others. He proved that success includes lifting others upward. True kingship means developing the next generation of leaders. The $368,000 investment transforms into a measurable cultural capital. 9 young artists gain platforms previously unimaginable. Thousands of youth see new possibilities for their own futures. Ghana's music industry evolves toward greater inclusivity and diversity. The revolution begins with 9 voices from Accra's neighborhoods, but it spreads across regions and generations. The Accra Invasion Project becomes a movement toward authentic representation and grassroots empowerment. The king builds his kingdom by creating other kings and queens. Chapter 5, Crown and Controversy. The fight erupts at the 2019 Vodafone Ghana Music Awards. Stoneboy wins Reggae / Dancehall Artiste of the Year. He mounts the stage with his team. Shadow Whale follows with his entourage. Security tensions escalate immediately. A gun appears in Stoneboy's hand. The weapon points downward. Chaos consumes the auditorium. Cameras capture every moment. Ghana watches in horror. The backstory runs deeper than awards night tensions. These warriors clashed for years before this moment. The feud begins in 2010 at Labadi Beach. Both artists battle for supremacy. Stoneboy claims victory and wins a motorbike. The defeat haunts Shadow Whale for years. The rivalry transforms into bitter hatred. By 2018, the verbal warfare reaches new heights. Shadow Whale releases No Mercy for the Cripple, targeting Stoneboy's knee condition. The diss track crosses all lines of decency. Stoneboy responds with Dirty Enemies. Each song escalates the conflict further. Social media amplifies every insult. Fans choose sides aggressively. The weapons escalation begins at Xylophone Media signings. Both artists join the same label briefly. Label executives expect collaboration. Instead, tensions multiply exponentially. At Paloma Hotel, Stoneboy fires shots during a car repossession dispute. The incident establishes his willingness to use firearms. The pattern repeats at award shows. That fateful May 19, 2019 night changes everything. Security intervenes quickly. Police restore order temporarily. Stoneboy apologizes publicly later. He explains natural defensive instincts. He references previous attacks on his wife. Fear motivates his gun-drawing behavior. But damage spreads beyond repair. Charterhouse bans both artists indefinitely. Awards get stripped retroactively. Police arrest both performers. Court proceedings follow immediately. The industry suffers massive reputation damage. International media covers the scandal extensively. Ghana's music awards become global embarrassment. Violence threatens to consume the entire scene. Critics compare the situation to American hip-hop's East Coast-West Coast rivalry. That feud killed Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. within 6 months. Ghana fears similar outcomes. Music journalists warn about escalating violence. They demand intervention before tragedy strikes. The parallels feel uncomfortably accurate. But Shadow Whale's troubles extend far beyond Stoneboy battles. His confrontations with the law multiply annually. Each incident reinforces his controversial reputation. Each scandal generates massive publicity. He masters the art of weaponizing negative attention. The 2021 shooting hoax becomes his most audacious stunt. Prophet Stephen Kwasi Appiah prophesies his death on October 18, 2021. The pastor claims divine visions of armed attackers. Shadow Whale decides to control the narrative personally. He stages an elaborate fake shooting. His team spreads rumors across social media. Nana Dope and Ganji post dramatic updates. They claim he gets rushed to hospital. They describe emergency surgery procedures. Ghana panics collectively. Fans flood prayer centers. Media outlets interrupt regular programming. The hoax succeeds completely, but reality crashes down quickly. Police launch investigations immediately. Evidence contradicts the shooting claims. Witnesses provide conflicting testimonies. The truth emerges within hours. Shadow Whale admits the deception on Facebook. He justifies the hoax as prophecy resistance. Law enforcement responds swiftly. They arrest him alongside three accomplices. Court proceedings begin immediately. He gets charged with publication of false news. The offense carries 3-year maximum sentences. He spends 1 week in police custody. The prophet also faces charges for inciting fear. The incident demonstrates his calculated relationship with controversy. He transforms prophecies into publicity opportunities. He manipulates traditional media systems completely. He controls information flow through social media. Even negative attention serves his purposes effectively. Defamation lawsuits follow him constantly. The most serious involves former manager Bull God. Shadow Whale accuses him of murdering Fenik Okir. The 2014 case remains unsolved officially. His allegations trigger police investigations. Bull God sues for 1 million Sadis. The legal battle spans 3 years. Settlement negotiations begin in 2023. Both parties agree to out-of-court resolution. Terms require public apology and legal fee payments. Shadow Whale initially resists compliance. His lawyers push for implementation finally. In April 2025, he issues formal apology. He retracts all murder allegations publicly. he acknowledges the pain caused to Bulgod's family. The settlement gets adopted by Accra High Court, but 10,000 Sadies in legal fees remain unpaid. His compliance stays incomplete months later. The pattern repeats across multiple relationships. He feuds with Sarkodie over supremacy claims. He battles industry executives over contract terms. He challenges critics through social media. Every conflict generates content and attention. Controversy becomes his primary marketing strategy. His team management reflects this combative approach. Former manager Black Sadie switches to Stoneboy's camp. The betrayal shocks the industry completely. Video footage shows physical altercations in Jamaica. Strangling incidents get captured on camera. Violence extends beyond public disputes. Financial disputes trigger most management changes. Allegations of misappropriation surface regularly. Trust breaks down between business partners. Legal agreements get violated consistently. Personal relationships suffer permanent damage. Business becomes increasingly personal warfare. But success vindicates his controversial methods. Despite scandals and court cases, his career trajectory continues upward. Each controversy generates additional publicity. Each legal battle attracts new supporters. The shadow movement grows stronger through adversity. International recognition validates his approach. The University of Ghana Business School studies his brand strategy in 2025. Students analyze his marketing techniques. Professors praise his narrative control abilities. Academic validation legitimizes his controversial methods completely. The curriculum examines his reinvention from bandana to shadow whale. It analyzes his social media mastery. It studies his crisis management capabilities. It explores his fan base development. The shadow whale business model becomes formal academic theory. Professor Raphael Nyarkadi writes extensively about his methods. He identifies 7 core principles of shadowalonomics. The framework challenges traditional business approaches. It elevates locally inspired success methods. African entrepreneurship gains new theoretical foundation. But his greatest validation comes through youth empowerment initiatives. The Accra Invasion Project demonstrates genuine leadership. The $368,000 investment proves authentic commitment. 9 young artists receive unprecedented opportunities. Critics become supporters gradually. Government recognition follows private sector success. The Youth Employment Agency partners with his Shashi ride-hailing venture. They provide fuel subsidies for 2,000 vehicles. Each car employs 2 young drivers working shifts. The collaboration creates 4,000 jobs immediately. Ministers praise his entrepreneurial vision publicly. They highlight his social impact contributions. They encourage other artists to follow his example. The same government that arrested him now celebrates his initiatives. Redemption becomes reality through action. International collaboration expands his influence beyond Ghana. Nigerian TikTok star Peller visits his mansion in April 2025. The meeting generates massive social media attention. Cross-border partnerships multiply his audience reach. African unity gets demonstrated through entertainment. The Peller collaboration shows strategic thinking beyond music. His Shashi app gains Nigerian market exposure. Content creation drives ride-hailing adoption. Entertainment becomes business development tool. Multiple revenue streams get integrated seamlessly. But controversy continues shadowing every success. Ghanaian influencers criticize his Nigerian partnerships. They question his loyalty to local talent. They demand equal opportunities for domestic creators. Success breeds jealousy and resentment predictably. His response demonstrates matured leadership. He explains marketing strategy openly. He emphasizes business necessity over sentiment. He promises future opportunities for local talent. Strategic communication replaces inflammatory rhetoric gradually. The transformation from controversy creator to youth mentor shows genuine evolution. Early scandals focused on personal advancement. Recent initiatives prioritize community development. His influence expands beyond entertainment into social impact. Leadership emerges through responsible action. Academic recognition validates this evolution. University students study his transformation. Business schools analyze his strategic development. The former troublemaker becomes case study subject. Intellectual legitimacy follows practical success. His Shashi investment demonstrates commitment to long-term impact. $2 million goes toward job creation. Profits get reinvested in fleet expansion. Employment opportunities multiply consistently. sustainable development replaces quick publicity stunts. Government partnership legitimizes his business credentials. Official support validates his economic contributions. Ministers acknowledge his youth employment efforts. Former antagonists become active collaborators. Relationships evolve through demonstrated value creation. The journey from bandana to shadow whale to social entrepreneur spans 20 years. Each phase brings new challenges and opportunities. Controversy once threatened his career survival. Now it fuels his cultural influence. Crisis management becomes competitive advantage. His feuds with Stoneboy continue simmering beneath surface politeness. Professional respect replaces personal animosity gradually. Both artists recognize mutual benefit from reduced tensions. The industry benefits from decreased violence threats. Maturity prevails over machismo eventually. Legal troubles taught valuable lessons about consequence management. Court cases forced accountability for reckless statements. Settlement negotiations required diplomatic skills development. Professional legal counsel replaced impulsive social media responses. Growth comes through adversity navigation. The shooting hoax represents his most dangerous miscalculation. The stunt could have triggered real violence. Security forces responded with maximum seriousness. International media covered the incident extensively. The lesson reinforced responsibility for public influence. But redemption comes through youth empowerment initiatives. The Accra Invasion Project transforms his legacy. Investment in emerging talent demonstrates genuine leadership. Academic study validates his strategic innovations. Controversy evolves into cultural contribution. His brand mastery gets recognized formally. Marketing students analyze his techniques. Business professors praise his innovation. The transformation from pariah to case study subject demonstrates remarkable evolution. Controversy becomes curriculum content. The Shashi venture proves sustainable business acumen. Government partnership validates economic impact. Youth employment statistics demonstrate measurable success. Entertainment influence converts into social contribution. Celebrity status becomes community development tool. International collaboration expands his influence across borders. Nigerian partnerships demonstrate Pan-African vision. Content creation drives business development. Entertainment becomes diplomatic soft power. Cultural exchange generates economic opportunity. His mansion becomes symbol of achieved dreams. The East Legon property hosts international guests. Business meetings happen alongside entertainment sessions. Success gets shared through hospitality. Wealth becomes platform for opportunity creation. Critics acknowledge his strategic evolution. Former enemies become grudging admirers. Media coverage shifts from scandal focus to achievement recognition. Public perception transforms through consistent action. Reputation rehabilitation becomes reality through persistence. The crown he claimed controversially gets validated through contribution. Dancehall kingship extends beyond musical supremacy. Leadership requires community development. Influence demands responsibility. True royalty serves subjects authentically. His legacy evolves from controversy creator to youth champion. Academic study legitimizes his strategic innovations. Government partnership validates his economic contributions. International collaboration demonstrates his cultural influence. Crown and controversy merge into meaningful leadership. The final chapter writes itself through continued service. The Accra Invasion Project expands nationwide. Shashi employment opportunities multiply regionally. Academic recognition grows internationally. The African dancehall king rules through empowerment rather than entertainment alone. Controversy remains part of his DNA. But purpose directs its application now. Strategic thinking replaces impulsive reactions. Community benefit guides decision-making. The king serves his kingdom through authentic leadership finally.